Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most important little secrets in old school jungle and drum and bass, that bass line that feels like it's breathing. And the funny thing is, it usually isn't breathing because the notes are complicated. It's breathing because the low pass filter is moving in rhythm. So in this lesson, you're going to build a classic two-layer setup in Ableton Live using only stock devices, a steady sub that stays solid, and a mid layer that does the wah movement with the low pass filter. By the end, you'll have a rolling loop that already feels like a record, not just a repeated bar. Alright, first, set the context so you're designing to the groove, not in a vacuum. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. Now get drums running. Keep it simple. A kick on beat 1, a snare on beats 2 and 4, and some hats. Don't overthink the drum programming right now. The whole point is to have something playing so you can feel where the bass movement should tuck under the snare, and where it should push into the gaps. Cool. Now let's make the movement bass. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Movement. Load operator. We're going old school simple. One oscillator. In operator, choose an algorithm that's just oscillator by itself. Set oscillator to a saw wave if you want more harmonics and more obvious filter movement. Or choose square if you want a slightly hollow, classic tone. Either is fine. Keep coarse at 1 and fine at 0. Now shape the amp envelope. Think short and punchy so it rolls with DNB. Not long and smeary. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain very low, basically off. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Teacher note. If your bass starts feeling like it's blurring the drums, the first thing you fix is usually release. Tight is usually right at 170 plus. Now we add the star of the show, the low pass filter. After operator, load auto filter. Set the filter type to low pass with a 24 dB slope. That steeper slope is a big part of the old school vibe, because it makes the opening and closing feel more dramatic. Set frequency somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz to start. You want it fairly closed at first so you can hear it open up. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. Just enough bite to speak, but not so much it whistles. And add some drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, to thicken it up. Now you should hear a muted bass. Perfect, because the whole vibe is contrast. Closed most of the time, little openings on purpose. If the filter is wide open constantly, it stops feeling like it's moving. Next, we make the filter move musically using the envelope. On auto filter, use the envelope section. Set envelope amount to something like plus 20 to plus 45. Attack should be near 0, like 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Now every time a MIDI note hits, the filter will pluck open and then close back down. That's the breathing effect. Quick coaching tip. If the filter movement feels late, like it blooms after the note instead of with it, shorten the envelope attack even more, and also shorten operator's amp release a touch. You want that opening to happen right on the transient. Now let's program a simple rolling bass line. Keep it basic. The motion is going to do the talking. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Choose a root note. We'll use a minor as an example. Put a 1 on the offbeats, the end of each beat. So you're hitting on the upbeats across the bar. If that feels too empty, add one extra note just before the snare. That little push is a classic DNB move. The exact grid spot depends on your pattern, but you're basically aiming for a note that leads into the snare hit. Play it with the drums. You should already feel that classic rolling pocket. Even though the notes are simple, it feels alive because the filter is opening and closing. Now, let's make it even more record-like with a subtle second layer of movement. An LFO. This is optional, but it's a very old-school trick when you keep it gentle. In auto filter, turn on the LFO. Set amount low, like 5 to 15%. This is not wobble bass. It's drift. Set the waveform to sine. Set rate to a synced value like 1/4 or 1/2 if you want it locked, or turn sync off and try something slow like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz if you want it to feel more human. And importantly, turn retrig off. That way, it won't restart the LFO every note, so it evolves across the bar. Now you've got envelope plucks on each note, plus a gentle drift over time. That combination is a big part of the tape-era feeling. Next, we're going to do the most important mixing move for drum and bass bass lines. Split the sub and the movement. Duplicate your bass movement track twice. Name one bass sub and the other bass mid movement. On the bass sub track, we want stability. Go into operator and switch the waveform to sine for a clean sub. Either turn auto filter off on this track, or set it so it's not really shaping anything. The sub should not be doing the wah. The sub is the foundation. Add EQ8 on the sub, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep it gentle. You're basically saying, this track owns the bottom. If it feels muddy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300, but don't go crazy. Then add utility. Make it mono. Either set width to 0% or use a mono option if you've got it available. Set the gain so it's strong but not clipping. Now, on the bass mid-movement track, this is where the vibe lives. Keep the saw or square, and keep auto filter doing its envelope movement. Add EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is crucial. We are removing the sub from the movement layer so it doesn't fight the clean sub. Optional, if you want more presence, a small boost somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz can help the movement read on smaller speakers. That's the chest of the bass. Now add saturator on the mid-movement track. Use analog clip mode. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB, and then pull the output down so you're not just making it louder. And here's a really useful sound design thought: distortion before the filter versus after the filter. If you put saturator before auto filter, you generate harmonics and then tame them, so it's thicker and darker, more buried. If you put auto filter before saturator, you distort what's left after filtering, so it gets brighter and more forward. Try both quickly and pick what matches your track. Alright, before we get fancy, do a quick mix checkpoint. Mute your drums for a moment. Balance SUB versus MID so the sub feels steady and the mid feels like texture and motion, not like it's replacing the sub. Now bring drums back. Turn the mid down until the snare feels clear again. That's usually the correct level. Then, if the bass is still stepping on the drums, we fix it with spacing, not just volume. So let's add sidechain compression, classic D&B spacing. You can do this on both bass tracks or on a group. Either works. If you're a beginner, grouping is simple. Group SUB and MID together, and sidechain the group. Add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick track as the input. Set ratio somewhere from 3:1 to 6:1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient can breathe. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and adjust until it feels like it bounces in time with the groove. Aim for about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Teacher note, don't chase a specific number. Chase the feel. The kick should feel like it appears cleanly, and the bass should feel like it returns in a musical way, not like it's choking. Now, let's make it sound arranged, not looped, using automation across 8 bars. Here's your simple arrangement idea. Bars 1 to 4, keep it darker. Lower the auto filter cutoff, maybe around 180 Hz, and use a slightly lower envelope amount, like plus 25. Bars 5 to 8, open it up a bit for energy. Raise cutoff to somewhere like 280 to 450 Hz, and raise envelope amount to plus 35 to plus 50. Go into arrangement view, turn on automation, and automate auto filter frequency and maybe an envelope amount on the mid-movement track. This is one of those moves that makes a basic two-note bassline feel like it's developing. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you're listening. First, don't move the sub with the filter. If your sub is wobbling in level or tone, your low end will feel inconsistent and weak in a club. Sub should be stable. Movement belongs in the mids. Second, too much resonance. If it starts whistling or sounding peaky, back it off. Old school is often surprisingly controlled. Third, releases too long. If notes overlap, the groove smears. Shorten operator release, shorten the filter envelope release, or shorten MIDI note lengths. Fourth, high passing the mid too high. If you cut your mid layer above around 150 Hz, you might lose the chest and the movement will feel thin. Now let's level up the musicality without drawing tons of automation. Use velocity as performance. Because the filter envelope responds to note hits, you can make certain notes open the filter more just by changing velocity. Accents on offbeats, or especially just before the snare, can make the bass speak like a player, even if the MIDI notes are the same pitch. If you want one more quick advance check, phase consistency. When stacking sub and mid, sometimes you'll lose punch in the low mids just because of phase interaction. Put a utility on the mid track, and try toggling phase invert left or right while listening in mono. Pick the setting that gives the strongest, most solid punch without hollowing out. Alright, mini practice to lock this in. Make a one-bar rolling bassline using only two notes, A1 and G1. Set up the auto filter envelope movement. Make two variations. Variation A, shorter filter decay, like 120 to 180 milliseconds. Tight roller. Variation B, longer decay, like 250 to 400 milliseconds, more vocal wah. Then arrange 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4 use variation A, darker. Bars 5 to 8 switch to variation B and raise cutoff slightly for lift. Bounce it, or at least loop it and compare. You'll hear how the same notes can feel like two different moods just from filter motion. Let's recap what you just learned. Old school DnB bass movement is usually filter-driven, not note-driven. Auto-filter on a 24 dB low pass, with envelope amount and decay, creates that classic opening wah. Split into a steady mono sine sub and moving, filtered mid-layer for clean low end. Add sidechain for space, and automate cutoff and envelope across 8 bars so it feels like a phrase. If you tell me your root note and whether you're aiming for jungle warmth, minimal roller, or darker techie bite, I can suggest a specific 2-bar MIDI pattern and a simple automation curve that will fit that vibe.